Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, Lord, and lift up worship and praise to you. We just ask, God, that you would bless this morning, bless our message this morning, Lord, and that we would just glorify you with our praise and worship this morning. In Jesus' name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, Most High. Name of the Lord is a strong tower. Righteous Lord, meet you. They are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Righteous Lord, meet you. They are saved. Holy is the name. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord, Most High. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord. Holy is the name of the Lord, Most High. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run. They are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into. They are saved. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Most High. Oh, Most High. Most High. For this day, Lord, that we have, that you've given to us, Lord, and help us to remember, even in troubled times, especially in troubled times, Lord, we can look to you for our peace. And so, Lord, we just ask for a special blessing again on our country. Help us to endure through this, Lord, and just give us all of the peace that we so deeply need. And we just love and praise you.
Beside you, open up my.
your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. Jesus, a name above every other name. Jesus, the only one that could ever say, worthy of every breath that ever we live for you, we live for you. How holy, there is no one like you, there is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder, show me who you are. Angels will bow, the earth will rejoice, your people cry out. Lord of all the earth, we shout your name, filling up the sky with endless praise, Yahweh, Yahweh. Longest shout your name, O Lord. Let your name, the morning breaks in.
at your name, angels will bow, the earth will rejoice, your people cry out. Lord of all the earth, we shout your name, shout your name, filling up the sky with endless praise, endless praise. Yahweh, Yahweh, we love to shout your name.
Again, Lord, we just thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for allowing us the privilege, Lord, of honoring you with praise and worship. We love to glorify your name above all things. And we just pray now for as the message goes forth, Lord, that it will penetrate our hearts, Lord. It will cause us to deeply seek you in all things. And most importantly, it will change us to become more like you. And again, Lord, we thank you. And give you this service in Jesus' name, amen.
Well, good morning, church. I hope that this Sunday morning, May 3rd, finds you well. I want to shout out a happy birthday to my grandson, Lucas. Hope he's having a good day. And Lord, we just want to come before you this morning. to pray, and even during these uncertain times, here with my brothers and sisters, as we come together online. We're not here physically, but I know a lot of you will be listening. And so, Lord, we come before you this morning and ask for your blessings upon our services today. And, Lord, I want to lift up all those in our church who are still giving and their tithes and offerings. We're really getting blessed by those faithful brothers and sisters who are faithful to you to continue to give unto the Lord, unto you, to your work. And we pray you continue to bless the offerings and bless your word now. Lord, as we go through the scriptures, that you'd open up our eyes to the truth. And even though we're in these uncertain times and a lot of fear and anxiety are setting, we know what is certain, and that is you, Lord, that we can count on you and we can trust in you because you have this all under control. So bless your word now in Jesus' name. Amen. So if you would turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17, we're going to look at the first 11 verses. I'll give you a minute to turn there. And so the message today to encourage you is, let not your heart be troubled. And we know here in this chapter of 1 Samuel 17, this is the story about David and Goliath. It's a time where we see God's faithfulness to not only the nation of Israel, but to us as we read this story. God's faithfulness, even in the most impossible situation. In these first 11 verses here, we have Goliath the Philistine. He challenges the nation of Israel, and fear sets in among Saul and his army. Before we turn to verse 8 is where we're going to pick it up as far as reading the scriptures. You can turn to verse 8, but before we read the text, let me just give you get you up to speed here. The stage is set in the first three verses. Battle lines are being drawn. The armies, both armies had positioned themselves on either side of the Elah Valley, which was about 15 miles west of Bethlehem. The Israelites were apparently on the hill to the north of the valley, and the Philistines were on the hill to the south. In verses 4 through 7, we have a champion out of the camp of the Philistines. His name is Goliath. Adam Clark says that the word champion really comes from the Hebrew word a middleman, a man between two. The idea is that this was a man who stood between the two armies and fought as a representative of his army. And in this fight, Goliath had great size. We see in verse 4 that his height, 6 cubits and a span, can be anywhere from 8 foot 5 inches to 9 foot 2 inches. In verse 5, the weight of his coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze, which is about 125 pounds. And in verse 7, his spear was like a weaver's beam, about 17 pounds. And his iron spearhead weighed 600 shekels, about 16 pounds. And he had an attendant, a shield bearer, to carry his shield. I guess you could say there's no wimps need not apply for Goliath's attendant, right? Had to be a pretty strong guy himself. But we're going to pick it up here in verse 8. And in verse 8 through 11, Goliath calls out the army of the Israelites, and fear sets in. So let's start in verse 8 here. Then he stood and cried out to the armies of Israel, and he said to them, "Why have you come out to line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine, and you the servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourselves, and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us." And the Philistine said, "I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. The word dismayed here means distressed or horrified. Goliath suggested a battle between individual warriors. one man would represent each nation. Winner take all. In ancient times, battles were sometimes decided by such a contest. In verse 10 here, we see the word defy, which means to openly resist or refuse to obey, appear to be challenging someone to do or prove something. And so what he's saying here is, I dare you, Israelites. He throws a dare at them. Give me a man that we may fight together. Saul, Israel's leader, should have been the one to step up and confront Goliath. But as with God's spirit leaving him, which we know from chapter 16, so did his courage to stand up to fight the enemy. Saul, as well as his army, allowed the fear of man to suppress their faith in the Lord. Interesting, to say the least, is Goliath's name means strip. Using fear, he was able to strip away at Israel's faith in God, to undermine their trust in him. Isn't that just what our enemy Satan does to us? It's part of his evil strategy, using fear to strip away at our faith in the Lord. This attack not only challenges our faith, but also affects our joy, our happiness, peace, purpose, and health. This fear can destroy us in three ways: spiritually, emotionally, and physically. But I have good news. Be of good cheer. Be encouraged, because this type of fear is not from our God. It's not from the Lord. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Fear here literally means cowardice, to be a coward. Sound mind here means self-control or good sense. So God has not given us the spirit of fear, of what man can do, to be a coward, but he gives us power, love, and a sound mind. And you know, that power and love and a sound mind is really his. It's his power that lives within us. It's his love that lives within us. And it's his sound mind that lives within us. It says in the scriptures that we have the mind of Christ. So where does this all come from? It comes from our God. He gives us this power and love and a sound mind. John 14, 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Let not your heart be troubled is the message today. Now, the believer is to have fear in a sense of awe and reverence unto the Lord. There is two types of fear in the scriptures. One, to be deathly afraid, or to what happened to Israel here. They became dismayed, greatly afraid of this man. But that's not from the Lord. That's not the type of fear we're to have. We're not to let that type of fear bother us or to consume us or paralyze us like the fear that took over Saul and his army, the Israelites. This type of fear is reverence unto the Lord. 1 Peter 1:17, if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear. Our stay here on earth as Christians, we're to reverence the Lord, be in awe of him. 1 Peter 2:17, honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Our fear should be one of reverence unto God. And as we look here in verse 11, back to verse 11, because of Goliath, Saul and his army were dismayed and greatly afraid. Just as many of us today having to fight with our own Goliath, the coronavirus pandemic, COVID-19. This has shocked the entire world. It seems as though darkness has covered the whole earth. But remember, darkness covered Egypt, and darkness covered the garden. Darkness covered the cross, but the light, that is Jesus, pierced through the darkness and prevailed. Israel was saved and was resurrected to be a nation of God, his chosen people. Jesus died on the cross, but rose from the grave 3 days later, piercing through the darkness once again, conquering sin and death, bringing salvation and eternal life for all who believe in him. And now we are his people. We are his children. John chapter 1, verses 4 and 5 says this: in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Is that powerful or what? The darkness can't even comprehend. When Jesus shows up, he is the light of the world. His light pierces through that darkness, and the darkness has no clue of what happened. Darkness did not comprehend it. The darkness of this virus has no power over Jesus, the light of the world. Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. And is not God being exalted right now in one way or another? He will be exalted among the nations. He says, I will be exalted in all the earth. God's on the world stage. He always is on the world stage. And at this point in time, he has everyone's attention. Like one huge Sabbath rest. So let's be a witness of God's love to all who are fearful of this virus and in these uncertain times in which we live. Because we know what's certain. Our God is certain. He is faithful, and he will get us through this. Let not your heart be troubled. Fear and anxiety have taken over people's lives. But as Christians, we need not fear, but to trust in the Lord. He is in control. At a time like this, our faith in God should be an encouragement to those around us. Our faith in God should be an encouragement to others. Remember, we are his ambassadors, like it says in 2 Corinthians 5:20. Give you a little story about Samaritan's Purse here. Samaritan's Purse. Samaritan's Purse was the first international organization to send help to Cremona, Italy. They set up a field hospital and a medical team to help those in need. And when they showed up and they saw the impact of what Samaritan's Purse brought to them in a time of need, in a time of fear and anxiety, this is what Italy said: you are the first bright light in our dark sky. And Samaritan's Purse quoted back, we want to be ambassadors for Christ, whom the Bible describes as the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. John chapter 1, verse 9. John 16:33, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Thank God that he has overcome the world. Jesus has overcome the world. If you'll turn to me to Psalm 91, we're going to read these verses and then we'll get ready to close. Psalm 91. This psalm is a beautiful psalm that a lot of people are gravitating to right now. And it's about the safety and security of abiding in the presence of the Lord. I'll say that again. When you read Psalm 91, think about the safety and security of abiding in the presence of the Lord. So let's read Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. Surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes you shall look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. And in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With a long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Awesome words of encouragement from the Lord. Who do you love? A lot of things we love in this life, but who do you love? Who do you love like God loves? You need to set your love on God because he first loved us, right? But here, set your love on the Lord. And because you love me, he says, I will 6 times do something for you. Let's read those again in verses 14 through 16. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. Because we set our love upon the Lord, he will deliver us. I will set him on high because he has known my name. Do you know God today? Do you know his name? Set your love upon him, and he will come through for you. Verse 15, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. When you call upon the Lord and we pray, he answers us. That's a promise. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With a long life, I will, again, satisfy him and show him my salvation. What an awesome God we have. Amen. We need not fear this coronavirus, COVID-19. Our faith, trust, peace, safety, and security is in Jesus, our Savior and our Lord. I'm going to leave you with Jesus and his encouragement to all of us. John 14:27, I'll repeat this again. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your words today. We thank you for the peace that you give to us that the world cannot give. It's the type of peace, it says in your word too, that it passes all understanding and it guards our heart to those in Christ Jesus. Thank you for that protection that we have in you. Let us not be afraid of this virus and anything that may come our way. Your word says here, let not your heart be troubled. Because you know what, Lord? Our heart belongs to you. And we thank you for the power and love and sound mind you've given to us. And Lord, may we take hold of those promises and fear not. Because Lord, you've got this. And you're going to get us through this pandemic. You're going to get us through this. And we pray your blessings on not only getting us through this, but restoring our economy. All the things that you've done for us, Lord, we pray for restoration and healing. Lord, and we want to personally lift up those that are sick right now with this virus, that you would heal them in the name of Jesus. Excuse me. And God, comfort the families who have lost their loved ones. And Lord, thank you that you will once again pierce the darkness because you are the light of the world. And we come to you now and we ask all these things in your precious Son's name, Jesus. Amen.